Delta Airlines, the nation's third largest airline, has reached a tentative contract agreement with its pilots' union, avoiding next week's threatened walkout. If ratified, yesterday's deal will make Delta pilots the highest paid in the industry. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
The two sides reached the tentative contract after 5 days of almost around-the-clock meetings with federal mediators. Going into the latest round of talks, Delta had said an agreement was unlikely before April 29th, when the cooling-off period would end and pilots would go on strike. The company said its offer was $1.7 billion short of what the pilots wanted, and airline officials were hoping President Bush would appoint a presidential emergency board to delay a strike another 60 days. But on Sunday, the National Mediation Board announced there was an agreement. Delta insists it did not make concessions to avoid a strike, but spokeswoman Alicia Watson says the company was concerned about a drop in bookings. Delta recently posted its first loss in 6 years.
It was really a matter of getting a contract so that we could instill in the public that trust factor that has always been there. You know, we understand that passengers are leery of booking because of what's going on in the airline industry, and now they can be confident that they can book with Delta, and we will get them there.
Both sides are praising the tentative contract. It would last until May 2005, and in that time, raise pay 24 to 34%. There's a pay increase of 63% for pilots of low-fare carrier Delta Express. The airline also promised to limit its use of regional jets and make improvements in retirement and vacation benefits. Union officials were unavailable for comment, but in a note to pilots, they called this a landmark agreement. Delta Chairman and CEO Leo Mullen called it a success that benefits everyone. Pilots vote on the tentative contract over the next few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.